Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, a lot going on in Lincoln. People being handed T-shirts that just say "Rule" on them. Nebraska football 2023. But Josh, the U is the horseshoe that everybody hits before they walk out of the locker room. So there's the creativity there. But we're going to spend some time on this right before the press conference as well. There needs to be some attention diverted a little bit today to Deion Sanders.
So over the weekend, I thought, oh, Colorado wants everyone to know that they have offered Deion Sanders a job, but there is no chance that Deion Sanders will take it. Okay, I see what's going on here. That does not seem to be the case today. This could happen.
I have a follow-up for Deion, who confirms that the report that he was offered the job is true. Yes, it's true. I was offered the Colorado job.
It does not sound like he has been offered Auburn or Georgia Tech like we thought.
The question to Deion then is, okay, are you going to accept? Are you going to be the coach at Colorado?
You going to do it?
I am so here for it. Matt Rhule, PJ Fleck, Thursday night, August 2023, 1 week later. Matt Rhule, Deion Sanders. Just a few weeks after that, late September, Matt Rhule gets a visit from Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
College football playoff bound Michigan. A lot to like about the first month or so of Nebraska's season next year if some things fall the right way. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up after this. Josh, you have a top five for us because there's going to be a lot of things that we don't get to on today's show inevitably.
Yeah, and we're going to try and cover five of them here. The top five winners of the weekend.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
I didn't have this. You're going to say, oh, what a homer. No. I didn't know the South Carolina news before I put South Carolina at number five on my list. A 31-30 win at number seven, Clemson. That comes a week after a drubbing of number five, Tennessee. South Carolina snapped Clemson's 40-game home win streak. Cincinnati also lost at home this week. Now Alabama has the nation's longest home winning streak at, like, I don't know, 12, 13.
Yeah, it's
13.
Not that long.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. We now don't have to worry about Clemson scoring 9 points and getting obliterated in the college football playoff.
Yeah, super excited about this.
Thank you, South Carolina. You did the Lord's work this weekend.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really exciting.
And I guess thanks for the offensive coordinator. Probably, maybe, not official, but
yeah, it's happening.
We're all talking about it.
Yeah, it's
number four.
Great job all the way around the other USC.
Mm-hmm. Number four is Creighton men's soccer.
Yes.
Let's show them some love. They won the Sweet 16 matchup against Tulsa 2-1 on Saturday. They now advance to the Elite Eight against Duke on Saturday, December 3rd. Perfect time to have a soccer tournament.
At least it's in North Carolina. Yeah. You're probably not going to run into that. I mean, that bad of cold. They played a match, their opening round match against Missouri State that week when it was 20 degrees the entire week. Oh, boof.
That's an advantage.
But they continue to battle through.
They're
Elite
doing it.
Eight.
Number one, Kentucky went down in that bracket as well. So
Is there going to be more Creighton talk on the top five here? Or is this it?
No, this is it.
Okay, we might as well then shout out the men's basketball team, who's number seven in the country this week,
mm-hmm.
and the women's basketball team, who I believe moved up again in their AP poll as well. Maybe they stayed put. Should have probably checked that before I started
talking. Well, you didn't know. You didn't know who's going to be on the list.
While
you're looking that up, I'll shout out Creighton Volleyball.
Yes.
Won the Big East Championship against Marquette.
Get to host.
Over the weekend.
Creighton up to 13 in the women's AP poll. Yeah. Pretty good stuff going on right now.
Creighton Auburn Friday night at DJ Sokol, your opening round matchup for the Jays.
There you go.
So exciting times downtown.
A lot happening.
For Creighton. Winners of the weekend, number three.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Number three is Caleb Williams.
He won the Heisman.
He won the Heisman this weekend. That's a thing. That's a big thing. He went 18 of 22, 232 yards, a touchdown, one touchdown through the air, three on the ground, so four total, if my math is correct on that.
Caleb Williams on the FanDuel Sportsbook, minus 3,000 for the Heisman.
Mm-hmm. Trojans 11-1 with a chance to avenge their lone loss in a conference championship game against Utah Friday night in Vegas, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 title game is in Vegas. Yeah.
Remember, it's on Friday. That always trips me up. I get home after work on Friday, I'm like, hey, why is there a football game on? Is this a rerun? Oh, no, this is live. This is happening right now. Oh, my goodness.
Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Caleb Williams won the Heisman, followed Lincoln Riley, and it really paid off for everyone involved there.
Yeah, it seems like it. I go to the playoff.
Yeah. I think if they win, they're in.
Here comes number two.
Number two, the 12-0 University of Michigan Wolverines. Mm. The lock of the year was that Ohio State would not lose the game twice in a row.
Especially at home.
Yeah. But then the Wolverines punked the Buckeyes in the shoe, 28-3 in the second half. The week Nebraska played Michigan, we rattled off their second half dominance.
Yep.
That continued on Saturday. First win at the shoe since 2000. First win streak in that series since 99-2000. Big weekend for the Wolverines.
Yeah, I mean.
And they did it the exact opposite of their identity of, hey, we're going to bomb it deep a couple times, and then we'll be winning, and we will run the ball after that.
They get 5 number one votes in this week's AP poll.
That's interesting. I mean, Georgia hasn't really wowed you.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, but they're playing on a different threshold, a different scale. We grade them differently.
Right. All right. That leads us to number one, the biggest winner of the weekend. It was a long weekend. This could be anybody.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
You can call me a homer. You can call me a sicko. I don't care. The University of Nebraska, number one winner of the weekend.
Well, why?
They won the Heroes game.
Oh.
They got the biggest name coach on the market.
Probably second.
Play along here. They got the biggest named coach on the market.
Yeah.
Let's drink some Kool-Aid, baby. Let's have some fun.
Why not?
It's fun to win football games. It's fun to spoil things for your rival. It's not fun to let leads slip the way they did, but
yeah, it's sad how the coaching announcement just had to happen at the moment that it did.
It had to happen then.
There's no other way that you could do it, but I would have really liked to bathe in that Iowa sadness for a little more time. Didn't get the chance.
Iowa fans triggered. Like, oh, you're a bad football team. Yeah, bad football team just beat you.
Yeah. Look, scoreboard, buddy. Sorry. You played the same game with us. We talked about national championships over the last 8 years. Sorry. Scoreboard.
Pace yourselves. 365 days of this, Iowa fans.
How's it feel? And they get to walk that trophy out when they play the Heroes game on Black Friday of 2023, when Matt Rhule will lead his Nebraska Cornhuskers in, and they will have to win, and they're in to the Big Ten title game. What? By the way, Matt Rhule, walking through the tunnel of people that are gathered on the east side of Memorial Stadium, a lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
And they had the band out there. They're handing out T-shirts. And the press conference setting looks pretty fun inside, too. We'll be there in about a half hour, so stay tuned with us here on 1620 The Zone. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. So you don't have to take Caleb Williams minus 3,000 to win the Heisman, which is, you know, going to happen at this point. Maybe take a risk on something. Why? Because it's no sweat. No sweat. You get it back, the $1,000, if your bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code Happer. Check out the FanDuel Sportsbook for that and a variety of different reasons. I love the live betting feature aspect, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday when the football's coming at you constantly all day long. You get your winnings paid out quickly, and the old same game parlay, never a bad thing on an NFL Sunday. Sign up today with promo code Happer for your no sweat first bet. Promo code Happer. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is not withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.